corruption charges. FRA buys over 1.2 million tons of maize in ongoing marketing season. And Guyana President Ihsan Ali claims victory in general election. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon, here's news in detail. The Lesotho Magistrate Court has sentenced former Foreign Affairs Minister Joseph Malanzi to 4 years imprisonment with hard labor after finding him guilty of possessing tainted property. Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Lusimanga convicted Mr. Malanzi on 7 counts, including possession of property reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime, money laundering involving high-value real estate, and the use of third-party companies to conceal ownership of assets, including a helicopter and other properties. While delivering judgment, Magistrate Lusimanga noted that as a first offender, some leniency was considered. Despite being found guilty on multiple counts, Mr. Malanzi will serve 4 years concurrently. The court has also scheduled a notice of motion for 15 September 2025 for an application for a conviction-based forfeiture order of the tainted property. Meanwhile, Mr. Malanzi's co-chief, former Secretary to the Treasury, Fred Sonyamba, has been sentenced to 3 years imprisonment for failing to follow procedure in the movement of funds used to purchase a sanctuary for the Zambian mission in Turkey. The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, says it has purchased 1,225,216 metric tons of non-genetically modified Grade A white maize from farmers across the country during the ongoing crop marketing season. In a statement, FRA Acting Executive Director Justine Trinka said the purchased maize translates to 24,504,300 by 50 kg bags as of August 31st, 2025. Mr. Trinka has noted that the agency operated a total of 1,586 satellite depots nationwide through which the maize was produced. We have assured that the agency will continue operating all satellite depots to ensure the purchase of all surplus maize from farmers aimed at adequately replenishing the national strategic food reserve. The Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACOR, has urged governments and political parties to prioritize the enactment of the political parties bill before the 2026 general election. This follows a recent study by Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, which revealed that 75% of political parties in the country lack financial transparency and receive funding from unknown sources. SACOR Executive Director Arthur Malinda told Hot FM News that while there is growing interest in enacting the non-governmental organizations bill, equal priority should be given to the political parties bill. He said the bill is critical in curbing illicit financing in the country's political landscape and will help regulate party finances while promoting greater transparency and accountability.
The following proposal that has been approved for the government for the next year in the political party bill, regardless of the 23% of the government, in the effort that we intend to elect the NGOP suggesting that the political party bill is very important. Because it will be a financial support for the government.
Bonham Kubwa Member of Parliament, Warren Wambazi, says if Bill Number 7 is brought back to Parliament during the final session of the year, it must be thoroughly reviewed and amended to address its current shortcomings. Speaking on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, dismiss someone by whom has expressed an offense over the manner in which the bill was handled, describing the process as lacking proper consultation. You've emphasized that the legislative process should have involved broader stakeholder engagement to ensure that all parties were aligned and working towards a common goal. Mr. Mambazu has warned that there are legislative issues that, if left unaddressed, could pose serious challenges in the future.
I hope that the federal consultation will be there, but also the old issues and raising this issue to keep the interest of the workers to that we are in one direction and we are doing. But if I look at the workers, then it becomes difficult because the same constitution stipulates that the constitution should not be subjugated. Why should I not tell you that I'm going to be violated? Why should I be able to protect the country? Those are certain loopholes we are living in the economy. It's important that we mitigate some of these issues which are related before that day comes. If it needs to come back to Parliament, it should be looked at in the window. The only way to do it, very
important. The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by Success More Than Banking.
In business news, Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has accused government of being too lenient towards foreign investors in the mining sector, among concerns have stifled growth and contributions to environmental degradation. In an interview, Mr. Sinkamba has expressed concern over the slow development of the sector, blaming it on the government's failure to enforce stringent regulations and ensure proper oversight. He has further criticized lack of proactivity by authorities in safeguarding mining operations, especially as the country wants to scale up mining activities. Mr. Sinkamba has also raised concern over limited capacity and resources of the Mining Safety Department, saying it is ill-equipped to carry out critical inspections necessary to ensure safety and compliance in the industry.
This government is more lenient for the mining sector. That's why they have weakened the laws concerning investors in the mining sector. If you look at various regulatory regimes, they've been weakened. Why? Because they are not sympathetic to foreign investment, especially in the mining sector. So they must know that if the mining sector department and other regulatory agencies within the mining sector have the potential to employ more as to be able to conduct various operations to regulate, then it would be to have their mining companies which were sufficient to take it.
Really, since the news after these messages.
Enjoy unqualified internet, home, or work with liquid fiber. Keep your social media on time to experience the same type of news experience with liquid data on the go. Call Bell Media to visit the nearest liquid telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that is free. Terms and conditions apply.
PME's President Ihsan Ali has claimed a second five-year term in office, even as official final results from Monday's general election are yet to be published. According to Reuters news agency, Ali's People's Progressive Party, PPP, secured at least 242,000 votes in the poll, claiming majorities in 8 of the 10 districts in the South American country. Ali, 45, campaigned on a pledge to use the country's vast oil reserves discovered in 2019 to improve infrastructure and reduce poverty while navigating territorial tensions with neighbor Venezuela. The BBC has met.
Israel has rejected a new Hamas offer of a comprehensive deal to end the Gaza war and release all Israeli hostages. Meanwhile, Israel's military has stepped back its offensive in Gaza City. Hospitals say at least 46 people were killed in attacks on Wednesday. President Zelensky was in Paris to talk to what known as the Coalition for Europe, a group of around 30 mostly European Ukraine members, for discussing security guarantees in Ukraine following any ceasefire with Russia. Severe weather and difficult terrain hampering rescue efforts in Sudan's Darfur region, where a landslide is still called Whitehead's entire village. The head of the local emergency council, Abdul Hafiz Ali, told the BBC that full shell operations were impossible with the limited resources available. Heavy rains on Sunday caused part of a mountain site to collapse in a remote area, and consistent reports on